at 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios, I'm your host, Mike Hogan. And with me, a couple of guests to talk about a super event we've got going on at the Kaneko. I've got Cassie Cole with us, who is the co-event chair of the Open Space Soiree. It's the fifth annual one. And Elizabeth Barrett, development director at Kaneko. Ladies, welcome. Great to have you both here today. Elizabeth, let's start with you. You're the development director at Kaneko. Let's talk about the mission of Kaneko. What a neat place. It's a performance place. It's a display place. A lot of things happen there. Performance art as well.
Yeah, so we are a nonprofit dedicated to creativity and open-mindedness. We do everything from exhibitions with seasonal programming, workshops, educational activities, and everything for the public to enjoy. Our admission is even free and open to the public. We have a suggested donation, but we want to make sure it's accessible for all people. So that's why our fundraiser comes into play there.
It sure does. There's a lot of events that happen on a regular basis. It's not as though you follow a strict season or it's just the weekends type of thing. Last night, you had the string quartet in, and while they played, everybody was able to see the last remnants of the reality exhibit, right?
Yes. So our reality exhibition has been focused on what does reality mean to us and what is that in this current era, kind of looking at virtual reality, augmented reality, and an array of different types of reality-based programming. We've had musical performances, dance performances, we've had workshops, we've had lectures. It's kind of been an exciting season for sure.
It really has. I know. I believe it's Tim McGuire was in doing the speech on fake news, and how that impacts everything. And that was actually a reality piece where the surprise was the audience didn't realize that they were part of the exhibition.
Right.
Exciting, right?
It's very exciting. There's always something new, different, and creative. We want to make sure that people are really grasping that creativity is not just limited to art, but it's in everything we do.
How does the board decide what comes in and what doesn't? How does that work?
So we actually have a panel of world-renowned different types of people in math, science, medicine, art, all across the board, and they come up with these ideas that are relevant to us today. And then the staff kind of materializes that into an exhibition and then ancillary programming and all of that.
I'll be darned. Do artists submit work and ideas to you guys for consideration, or is it more of an outreach to artists of different ilk?
A lot of it happens as an outreach. We do have some local artists, and we try to make sure to incorporate that in every season because we have a lot of local things going on here. We want to kind of take in an array of different artists and scientists and engineers and kind of make it a global type event.
A very, very dynamic space the Kaneko is. That's Elizabeth Barrett. She's the development director at Kaneko. And I've also got Cassie Cole with me. She's the co-event chair for the fifth annual Open Space Soiree. Cassie, thank you for coming down today. Really, 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 really appreciate it. Tell us about this this fundraiser. This sounds pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is. It's a really fun event. There's a lot of charity events here in Omaha, and you sit at a table and you eat a chicken dinner and you bid on some silent auction items, and that is not what Kaneko Open Space Soiree is. It's a really fun event. It's basically just a big cocktail party. You come and there's no tables to sit at, there's no silent auction, there's no live auction, there's no program. You basically just walk around and enjoy the exhibition, have a cocktail. There's very creative food. This year, Catering Creations is doing the food, and they've come up with a really great menu that's kind of plays on the theme of reality. And it's a great group of people. You'll have college students all the way up to some of Omaha's most prominent members.
Talk about the entertainment,
yes,
as well, because this young man is very exciting, and he's been really making a name for himself, mm-hmm, in the magic community for a long time. I lived out in LA for 7 years, so I'm quite familiar with the Magic Castle, and to get in and perform at the Magic Castle by the age of 14 is not common.
No, yeah, it's a big deal. Armex, he is a magician/illusionist, will be our entertainer this year. And he will be dressed just as a guest. You won't know that he's he's our entertainer necessarily, and he just walks around and performs little magic illusionist tricks for the guests.
Oh, that's neat. Kind of a table magic type of thing without the confines of the table, which also makes it quite interesting if you're asking me, because when you're doing table magic, part of the illusionist tools is the ability to control where your audience is. But if you're 360 degrees in the round, people are watching you from all angles, and yet he can still pull off these illusions. Very talented young man. A mentalist as well, too, right?
Mentalist, yes.
Right.
Sorry.
Right. No, that's okay. I've read stuff about it. He's really very good at what he does. It's pretty exciting to have a talent like that here. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you both for coming here today. The more information can be found at thekaneko.org. Again, thekaneko.org. Cassie Cole and Elizabeth Barrett, thank you. We return to Morning Edition in progress.